name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Well, four Sundays ago, we began to prepare for Lent. And guess what now? Lent is here, and we are about here. This Sunday, just before the great fast begins in our gospel reading, we're encouraged to forgive. To forgive one another. To fast without pretense. And to direct our hearts to lay up treasures, not here on this earth, but in heaven. These things are placed before us as a reminder of what the next 40 days are really all about. We have before us now a special time to make a sincere effort at improving our spiritual lives. It's a solemn and somber time, but it can also be one that leads to spiritual joy. You know, we've had a pretty cold winter for us down here south. Got snow twice. But spring is almost upon us. I pruned some roses about a week ago on a very cold day. And thought, why am I doing this now? But you're supposed to do it then. But yesterday I was out just doing some yard work and it was quite pleasant, quite warm. And I noticed the trees already are beginning to have buds on them. Spring is just around the corner. Lent has been called the spiritual spring, which blossoms with the fruits of the Spirit. To harvest these fruits during Lent, the church has given us some things. They developed traditions over a period of time that focus on fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. Now, we call today Cheese Fair Sunday because it's the last day that we partake of dairy products. We also call this Forgiveness Sunday because we're called to both forgive those who've offended us and to seek forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. And it gets us into the mindset of Lent. For Lent is to be a time of preparation itself. It's a period filled with mourning. We're going to experience the crucifixion. But it's also filled with anticipation of something more wonderful, the resurrection. The Lent season encourages us to renew our desire to fight that good fight, to make it to that resurrection. In our journey through Lent, we are to renew our battle. I mean, this is a time that we can really put on the armor and renew that battle and draw closer to God. Now, in our battle against sin, remember that Satan constantly seeks to destroy you. I mean, literally, destroy you. He attacks you at times when you least expect it. He endeavors beforehand to turn your heart away from celebrating Pascha. Don't be surprised when he does that. It will probably happen. You'll probably be distracted from thinking about where we're headed, the ultimate place where we're headed in Lent. He may act upon you through the weather, the food that we either eat or we don't eat, or through his attacks upon us spiritually. Again, don't be surprised. That's what he's going to do. But we must be alert and overcome the enemy through our prayers and fasting. And our fasting is not for show. It's not even really for others to even know about, as our gospel today tells us. Fasting is not for impressing others. It's not for earning our salvation or earning points with God. Fasting is for our own discipline. As we better learn to control what we can put into our mouth and into our bodies, we better learn to control our passions. And when the church fathers use the term controlling our passions, they're referring to forces that lead us away from God. Like when you get rattled by circumstances around you. You get mad at someone and react in anger in an ungodly way. That's giving in to a passion. Or you encounter temptation. Instead of resisting it, you yield to it. That's giving in to a passion. Passion means a loss of self-direction, a loss of self-control. A slipping into maybe a mindless impulse to do something we shouldn't do. Though we always want to do what is right, we sometimes do the sin that we don't want to do. Eating itself can be a very impulsive action. You see something, oh, that looks good. And to a certain degree, there's nothing wrong with that in and of itself. Eating meat or cheese is not sinful. But we've chosen this, the church has chosen this time of Lent. First, learn to say no to those out of a self-discipline, out of a self-control. Because we can learn to control these impulses of what we put into ourselves. We can control our other passions, our other actions, and avoid falling prey to that sin of passion, the sin of loss of self-control. When you're threatened with temptation to sin this Lent, and you will be threatened with temptation to sin this Lent, recall to yourself that sin can cause us harm. Remember that if sin gains control over and over again, it can bring forth death because it kills the soul. And the more we sin, the harder it is to recover. So we need to be diligent, and that's what Lent helps us prepare for. In our epistle reading from St. Paul to the Romans, he writes, "Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light." So we don't just try not to sin. We should actively arm ourselves, actively seek the light, actively turn our thoughts towards God. Our thoughts are important because that's where everything begins. All that is pleasing to God in us are comprised within our thoughts. The thoughts are where things begin and later turn into action, whether good or bad. So during this Lent, let's cultivate more godly thinking. Set your minds on the things that are above so that our actions will reflect that goodness of God. When our hearts are pure, the whole person is pure. When the hearts become unclean, guess what? The whole person gets messed up. This Lent, keeping your prayers, make me a clean heart, O Lord. Make me clean in my heart. Watch your heart throughout Lent. Examine it. Listen to it. See what prevents it from uniting itself to the Lord. Observe what pulls you away from the Lord. As we read today from Christ's Sermon on the Mount, do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So let's use Lent as a time to examine ourselves, see where our heart is. What does our heart seek? Does it carry you away from God, or does your heart bring you to God? Are you concerned more for preserving the things that you have or building up your treasure in eternity? Our gospel reading today also points us to forgiveness. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And the church has chosen this gospel reading today partly because it is Forgiveness Sunday. The devil, instead of arousing us directly against himself, sometimes, you know what? He causes us to notice our neighbor's sins. Instead of looking at our own, we say, look what he just did. And sometimes it makes us spiteful and angry with others to awaken our feelings against someone who perhaps has done something against us. But as we react to that, we could be actually ultimately turn our feelings away from the Lord. It's necessary to treat everyone who suffers from sin out of love. This is important to forgive others when they sin against us. Unfortunately, we often act in the opposite manner by adding sin on top of sin by our own actions. If we see someone acting prideful, we may react with pride ourselves. If someone treats us wrong, we may want to treat them wrong. Evil is to be overcome with good, not the other way around. Now, we're all sinners. We all mess up. We should not despise our brother who commits sin. we should forgive. Just as God forgives us when we mess up, we turn to our brother and forgive as well. And that's one thing we're going to actively acknowledge this evening with Forgiveness Vespers. We'll express our forgiveness to each other as part of that service, and it's a great way to begin Lent. So today, it is both Cheese Fair Sunday and Forgiveness Sunday, and we're on the eve of Great Lent. Tomorrow, we begin Clean Monday to start our fasting both physically, but more important, spiritually, striving to learn to better control our passions. And this day will start for each of us a journey, which is ultimately going to lead us to Pascha. Let's not take our focus off where it's leading us to. Let us take this time seriously and enter into a time with heart and soul, not just a time to follow rules, but a time of self-discipline, listening and learning from God, examining our heart to see where our treasure really is. Let us be careful to shun sin, be zealous for what is good, quick to forgive others, just as our Father has forgiven us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.